This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Haley May. Mayor Mike Johnston's comments on immigration continue to draw national blowback from conservatives this weekend. Denverite's Andrew Kenny reports.
Mayor Johnston told Denverite that the city could resist President-elect Donald Trump's mass deportation plans with a, quote, Tiananmen Square moment. It made national Fox News headlines, and Republican Senator Rand Paul said on Sunday that kind of resistance could end with Johnston getting removed from office.
What he is offering is a form of insurrection where the states resist the federal government. So I think the mayor of Denver is on the wrong side of history.
Johnston later said the Tiananmen Square imagery might have been a mistake, but that he would still encourage people to exercise their civil rights. It's unclear just how or whether he would use city government forces to resist a federal crackdown. I'm Andrew Kenny, Denverite.
Three Western Slope elementary schools will now close at the end of the school year. Mesa County school leaders added two more buildings to the list last week after extensive pushback from the community. Shannon Bingham, the demographer for School District 51, says declining enrollment has districts across the state making similar decisions.
And this birth rate thing is not just hurting us. It's hurting every district in the state of Colorado right now.
The vote was initially postponed amid questions about new housing stock in the area. The winter storm that moved into Colorado is expected to get stronger tonight. The National Weather Service says parts of the mountains and western slope could get nearly 2 feet of snow. You can expect road closures and major travel delays. Now, only a little snow is expected for most of the I-25 corridor, but there could be more accumulation today through Wednesday night, leading to slick roads Thanksgiving Day. This is CPR News in KRCC.